PA Mobile.
For WCL, let's
see. Good afternoon, KP4 CPA. Name here is David.
I copied Kilo Bravo 4 Charlie Papa Alpha. Probably got that wrong, but that's okay. Name here is John, Juliet Oscar Hotel, November. I am stationary mobile in Pickens, sitting in a parking lot, waiting for my wife to get out of a store. How you doing today?
Doing good, John. Getting ready to go play some tennis. And suffix is Charlie Bravo Alpha. But a lot of times it just sounds like a P instead of a B. We're playing indoors, so it'll be nice and warm, and or warm enough. It won't be, it won't be hot or anything, so it'll be comfortable. I put to you that way.
Very good. You know, it's not really a bad day to be playing tennis outside. It's in the low 50s now. The sun is out. I kind of enjoy this kind of weather. I don't know where you locate it, but, you know, this is perfect weather for this time of year. It feels like, I told my wife before we left the house, she said, "What's the weather like outside?" I said, "It feels like Thanksgiving. Hi, hi."
Yes, it does. I live in Taylor's, and I'm headed down Edward Road to pretty much a straight shot to, almost a straight shot to where I'm going. I'm going to the sports club on Hungary Road.
Not from the area, but I believe it's Taylor's is northeast of Greenville, if I'm not mistaken, in Greenville County. Not a stranger to the area either. Wife and I have a second home up here in northern Pickens, and we've been coming up here almost 8 years now. Hard to believe it's been 8 years since we bought that place. And when we bought it, we had retirement in mind. Be just a couple more years before we become full-time Pickens County residents. Right now, the work week QTH is north of Atlanta on the west side of Lake Lanier. Don't know if you're familiar with the Atlanta area, but we live in Cumming, Georgia during the week, and then the wife and I head up here. And I do mean when I say every Friday. We come up here every weekend unless we have some sort of family obligation that we can't weasel our way out of. Really love the upstate. Where we live here is very quiet, very peaceful, no neighbors, very rural. And we live in the bustling suburbs back in Atlanta. And it's nothing but bustling. Now, when we moved there 25, 30 years ago, it was kind of rural, but the progress has caught up to us.
It has. If you live anywhere around Atlanta, let me make sure I got the repeater here. Okay. I've been to Lake Lanier. Took our senior adults on a trip from the church down there one evening for to view the Christmas lights, and we ate dinner there. They served us dinner, and we had a real good trip. And of course, I've got relatives that live west of Atlanta, and they used to live in Villarica. They live in the surrounding areas now. of Villarica, but anyway. And let's see. Gosh, you mentioned something else that rang a bell with me, but I can't remember what it was now. Well, maybe I'll remember it on your next transmission. This is KB4CBA.
DBA from K4WCL, Pickens. And, yeah, Villarica used to be kind of like where we live. It was kind of, you know, not considered Metro Atlanta per se. You know, although you could live there and commute into the city. But that whole area west of Atlanta has exploded. You know, you draw a circle 50 miles around the perimeter, around downtown Atlanta, and it is covered up with people and subdivisions and everything else. Like I said, when I first moved to where we are, it was, you know, I live in a neighborhood, but it was an older neighborhood, not the cookie cutter style that they're putting in now. But we're ready to leave. We were not forced, but we had a family engagement back in, I think it was March, where we didn't come up here for the weekend. And we hadn't been in the county on a weekend in almost a year, and we were both appalled at, number one, how bad traffic was anywhere, and how crowded all the restaurants were. I mean, every place we went, you had to wait. So I thought, you know what? Time will heal everything. But we do enjoy it up here. Repeater sounds good down here in Pickens, by the way. I don't hear this repeater as well from where we are. We're up pretty close to Table Rock, and I guess Pinnacle Mountain or one of the bumps there on Table Rock probably attenuates the signal. I can barely hear the D-Star machine up on Caesar's Head as well. I like to play with D-Star a little bit, and I can't bring the D-Star up machine up on Caesar's Head. So I have to go through the Clemson machine, which I can usually bring it up fairly reliably, but sometimes when conditions aren't good, it's kind of hit or miss for me. So, but we really enjoy it up here. And I think you said your name was Steve. If that's incorrect, let me know. K4WCL.
CBA. It's David, but that's all right. I've been called a lot worse. Pickens. My wife's dad grew up on a farm in Pickens on Fox Squirrel Ridge. I don't know if you know where that is. They have, I think, 17 acres up there. And, of course, that was years ago. And, when his parents passed away, they subdivided the property, and you know, all the relatives got a piece of the pie, so to speak. And so anyway, but that's where he grew up, and I don't know if you know where Fox Squirrel Ridge is or not, but anyway, that's what I was trying to think of a minute ago. Go ahead.
I know where Fox Squirrel Ridge is. I know Pickens County pretty well. A lot of times, just to kill a couple of hours, the wife and I will just go drive around and go see the sights of Pickens. And, you know, I'm very, very apt to say, I wonder where this road goes. No map, No GPS, just keep driving until you find something, a state road or something that looks familiar. But yeah, I do know where that is, just north of Pickens there. All right, David, I'm sorry I botched your name there. XYL is getting into the truck here. Next stop is Walmart. Combination of regular groceries and finishing up the Thanksgiving shopping list. Instead of doing the Thanksgiving list all at once, we've been buying things the last couple weeks, and all we pretty much have to get is produce items and frozen items today. And we will be up here for 6 days for Thanksgiving. Got some family coming up here, looking forward to it. Thanks for coming back to my call, David. I don't get on too many of the repeaters up here. I get on the W4TWX Jack 6 mile machine a little bit. I get on N4AW a little bit. It seems like every time I put my call out on that machine, though, very rarely does anybody come back to me. And I could actually hit. Let me let the repeater recycle. Actually hit the home repeater, which is north of Gainesville, Georgia, up on Walker Mountain. I can hit it from the house up here. So usually if I'm on VHF or UHF, I'm talking to my local buds back in back home. So anyway, good to meet you. I'll listen out for your final. We'll be at Walmart here in about 2 minutes. WB4CBA from K4WCL.
K4WCL, KB4CBA. Well, it's a good time, and I'm just pulled in the parking space here at the sports club. I'm going to get out and warm up my knees a little bit before I hit the court. I got 30 minutes, so for my game, and that'll give me enough time to warm up a little bit. All right, well, good to meet up with you on 2 Meters FM, and maybe I can catch you on this one or another repeater some other time. Y'all have, enjoy the rest of your day. 73's KB4CBA, clear.